The National Labor Relations Board is going to take the position that Uber drivers are not employees for the purpose of federal labor laws. The NLRB's so-called advice memo means the agency concludes that workers for companies like Uber are not covered by federal protections for workplace organizing activities. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by William Gould, Stanford Emeritus Professor of Law and the former chair of the National Labor Relations Board. Professor, thanks for the time. This is the second federal agency to take this position. The Labor Department did so previously. What does this mean for all gig workers?
Well, it means that gig workers are going to have a more difficult time establishing themselves as employees within the meaning of federal labor law, in this case, for the purpose of organizing into unions, having the NLRB conduct elections, and to protest employment conditions generally. This stands in stark contrast to the way in which many of the states are moving, such as we here in California, by virtue of a recent California Supreme Court decision which gives wide protection to drivers, particularly and gig employees as employees rather than independent contractors. If you're an independent contractor, you have virtually nothing. You have no ability to organize into a union, as in this case. You have no ability to have a minimum wage, restriction on overtime, the right to workers' compensation, and the right to be protected against discrimination by your boss. Of course, this decision by the general counsel of the board, not the full board itself, will restrict employees, drivers, in establishing themselves as employees.
Yeah, Professor, you talked about the California so-called ABC test, right, which is the state Supreme Court decided was the way to measure whether somebody is an employee or an independent contractor. I think New Jersey and Massachusetts have pretty similar laws or rulings on the books. So I'm reading through this memorandum that you referenced from the general counsel's office at the NLRB. It's 15 pages long. How do people look at this from, you know, the same set of facts and arrive at two different conclusions as to what these people driving those cars are, what kind of, whether they're fish or fowl?
Well, of course, to begin with, the criteria for determining who's an employee and who's an independent contractor have always been different, at least since 1947, the Taft-Hartley Amendments, different from state law, which governs other conditions of employment. And that in and of itself is confusing, but that can only be changed through a legislative fix. The difficulty here is that the Trump board has taken a very narrow view of who's entitled to be protected under federal law. This ruling by the general counsel for the board this morning means that the Uber drivers who've been protesting throughout the nation about the amount of money that is being provided them, which is something that employees generally do, are regarded as independent contractors because even though the fares are determined by the employer, the amount of the percentage of the fare that goes to the employee is decided by the employer, and even though employees can't get all the drives and that they want, all the driver assignments that they want, that's decided by the by Uber, so that's the kind of thing we generally associate with control, which means that you're an employee as opposed to an independent contractor. But the general counsel, relying in part upon a decision by the Trump board just a few months ago, has said that has really disregarded those aspects of the case and put Uber drivers beyond the protections given by the National Labor Relations Act.
Thank you for your time this morning. William Gould is the former chair of the National Labor Relations Board, who is a professor emeritus of law at Stanford, reacting this morning to an opinion issued by the NLRB's general counsel. This is known as an advice memorandum, essentially saying that Uber drivers, in the case that was being examined by the NLRB, should be classified not as employees for the purposes of federal labor law.